The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The new national government is trying to stimulate the economy by creating government jobs. Socialists believe that the government should control the economy by government law, in other words, regulation. Their belief is that the flow of money is better controlled from the top down rather than the bottom up. In other words, a few people at the top should be able to determine how the people at the bottom live. Consider, who is there in Washington whom you trust enough to give the control of your income to them? Interesting thought, isn't it? Sue Myrick, U.S. Representative from North Carolina, voted against the stimulus package which the President signed into law today, that is at the time of this recording. She reveals some interesting facts. The $787 billion, that's B for the billion, package was pushed as a way to create jobs by fixing our infrastructure. In other words, our bridges, roadways, and so forth. But the reality is only 3% is set aside for that purpose. And while the package is touted as something to stimulate the economy right now, 62% of discretionary funds won't even be spent until 2011. It will cost the government, which means you and me, $210,000 to create one job with this package, though private business creates them each for $50,000. What's wrong with this picture? She also exposes that $44 million is to be used to repair the buildings of the Agriculture Department in Washington. We're going to tax our citizens $44 million to fix something that hinders the farmers in America from producing. I think you get the picture. But remember, you and I have to pay for this with our taxes. So how are we helping ourselves with so-called government stimulus? God warns us in the Bible that if we give up government control to a national government instead of keeping it nearer to us in our state governments, we will live as slaves. The Jews made this mistake in asking for a king to rule over their nation instead of leaving control with their local judges, which God had given them through Moses. God told Samuel the prophet to, quote, solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over them. Samuel did this by saying, quote, this will be the behavior of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for his own chariots to be his horsemen. He will appoint captains over his army. He will set some to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and some to make his weapons of war. He will take your daughters to be cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive groves, and give them to his servants. He will take a tenth of your grain and give it to his officers and servants. And he will take your finest young men and your donkeys and put them to his work. He will take a tenth of your sheep, and you will be his servants, in other words, his slaves. And you will cry out in that day because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Woodrow Wilson, our 26th president, warned us what would happen to us if we let the national government become our source, in other words, our God, as we are now doing. He wisely stated, quote, when we resist the concentration of power by the national government, we are resisting the powers of death, because concentration is what always precedes the destruction of human liberties. The Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.